SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The trade war is heating up again. President Trump has sent a letter to Canada that says he will raise import taxes to 35%.
He starts by talking about how there was, of course, tariffs imposed, caused in part by Canada's failure to stop fentanyl drugs pouring into the country, saying then that they were going to be putting a 35% tariff onto Canadian goods, and that if Canada retaliated, they would just match them and raise that again by 35%, basically saying there's no way out of this.
That's the BBC's Katie Silver. Meanwhile, Brazil is vowing retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. if the president follows through on 50% import taxes. Another judge has ruled on the issue of birthright citizenship.
A federal judge in New Hampshire says he'll issue a preliminary injunction blocking President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. He'll also certify a class action lawsuit, including all children who would be affected. A written order will follow, including a 7-day stay to give time for an appeal.
That's correspondent Marcela Sanchez. Ken Lorman says President Trump heads to Texas later today for a first-hand look at the devastation caused by catastrophic flooding.
The president is expected to do an aerial tour of some of the hard-hit areas, telling NBC News on Thursday, quote, "Nobody ever saw a thing like this coming." He added, "This is a once-in-every-200-year deal." He also suggested he'd have been ready to visit Texas within hours, but didn't want to burden authorities still searching for the more than 170 people who are still missing.
The State Department formally advised staffers yesterday it would be sending layoff notices to some of them in coming days. Secretary of State Rubio has not said how many employees will be fired. This is SRN News. Some Canadian authorities apparently view Christianity as extremist. SRN's Michael Harrington.
In an interview with the CBC, Royal Canadian Mounted Police spokesman Camille Habel explained how to tell if somebody is about to become a terrorist. She cited a few examples, adding that if someone has been liberal but, quote, all of a sudden starts leaning toward traditional values, that might be a sign they're becoming more extremist. Critics are blasting the statement, saying it demonizes Christians and anyone else who has traditional values. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Battles over the place of religion in the public schools are multiplying. Some states are passing laws to add chaplains and Bible lessons to classrooms. Other states have adopted measures requiring the display of the Ten Commandments, and some of those are facing challenges. The Supreme Court this year rejected the first taxpayer-funded Catholic charter school, but also gave parents a religious exemption for LGBT-related instruction. This is SRN News. An iconic American breakfast brand is being sold.
Italian confectioner Ferrero, known for brands like Nutella, is buying the century-old U.S. cereal company W.K. Kellogg in a deal valued at approximately $3.1 billion. The deal includes Kellogg's 6 manufacturing plants and the marketing and distribution of its breakfast cereals across the U.S., Canada, and the Caribbean. Kellogg has been struggling with falling U.S. cereal consumption as consumers opt for protein bars and other products. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Visitors and staff at two national parks in the western U.S. have been evacuated because of wildfires. Officials at Gunnison National Park in Colorado say the park closed yesterday morning after lightning sparked blazes. And the north rim of the Grand Canyon in Arizona also was closed yesterday. More details at srnnews.com.